that this Sunday, today, we our gospel changed. Last week and several weeks prior, we have been in the Gospel of Mark. And today's gospel begins a five-week series of gospel readings from the Gospel of John. And they're all from the sixth chapter of John. So for 5 weeks, we will be reflecting. We get reflection on Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life," and what that means. Each gospel has its own unique, overarching message. And for John, that message is the power of God and who this Jesus is. And so some of these sermons might be a little different, more of a reflection, a little bit different pace. When you are in the presence of God, you are always right where you should have been all along, and where you will want to be thereafter. Micah woke up that morning with a familiar feeling of emptiness deep inside his chest. And it wasn't so much that something was wrong. He was just empty. And this was an emptiness that was connected to a hunger. But a hunger with no appetite. As he walked outside, he noticed a movement of people all moving in the same direction. They were heading towards the gates of the village, and as if someone was grabbing his arm and pulling him, suddenly he too was heading toward the village gates, and he was part of the movement. His thoughts were racing as fast as his feet were moving. Where was this leading him? And why do I feel like I want to be here? There was a sense of excitement in the people around him. And so much chatter. Chatter about a man who has a following. A whole group of people traveling around with him. And Micah tries to listen to the different conversations as he keeps up with the crowd. He gets bits and pieces. Some people are saying that it must be Moses or Elijah returned. Some are calling this man a prophet. And he even hears someone wonder if this man could be the long-awaited Messiah, the one who is to come from Yahweh, the great I Am. He strains to make out the chatter. A wedding reception was able to continue for days, he hears, because this man turned vats of water into wine. Good wine. Someone else is talking about temple money changers who were scolded and chased out. And Micah thinks to himself, he didn't know someone could actually do that. He hears chatter about people being healed. Even the son of a royal official was brought back to life by this man. Micah is so focused on the conversations around him that all of a sudden he realizes that his steps are no longer on flat ground. But the movement was now ascending a mountain, and he could see ahead of him another group of people at the top. It was a smaller group, and they seemed to be all sitting around one man. The movement reaches the top of the mountain, and while most of the people stop, Micah feels the urge to move closer. And as he does, he hears the one who seems to be the leader ask another where they might buy bread for all these people. And at that, Micah turns around to look behind him, and he sees that the entire side of the mountain below is covered with people. It's a movement of probably 5,000 people. And he suddenly is reminded of the story that he learned as a child, the story of Moses hearing the people weeping for food, and Moses asking, "Where am I to get meat to give to all these people?" And this makes Micah wonder, is there any coincidence that I am on this mountain with this man that is making me remember Moses and how he led the people out of slavery in Egypt? And as I stand here, it is almost the day of Passover. Micah hears someone call the man Jesus. Such a common name, he thinks. And the person next to him nudges him to sit down. But he wants to be able to see, so he pushes his hands into the grass to stretch his back straight to see over the heads. Grass. He realizes there's grass between his fingers. Lots of green grass for everyone to sit on. And again, his mind is filled with scripture that he learned as a child. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to still waters. He restores my soul. As he rubs the grass between his fingers, he hears, "Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth." And Micah's eyes snap forward. Jesus is holding up bread and blessing it, and then some fish. And he watches as Jesus begins to walk around and serve the people. And again, Micah remembers the similar ancient story of Elisha feeding 100 people with loaves of barley. While the people were eating, Jesus talked with them and he taught them things about God. And he said things that made Micah even more curious. He wanted to hear more. But then the chattering started up again among the people sitting on the green grass. "This man should be our king." And after a while, Micah realized that Jesus had left. But there were baskets of bread that were left over from the feast. Micah sat there for a while, pondering the day. How he woke up with that feeling of emptiness. How he mindlessly walked outside and was basically swept into a movement which landed him in the presence of a man whose presence was nothing like he had ever experienced. A divine presence. And then he remembered another thing that he was taught when he was a child, his own name, the meaning of his own name, Micah. It means, "Who is God like?" And the emptiness wasn't quite so empty. Years later, Micah heard the story of what happened later that evening with Jesus' disciples. As it was told to him, Jesus had gone away to pray, and the disciples had gotten into the boat to head to the other side of the sea. In the course of their boat ride, the sea became very rough, and the wind made it impossible to row, and they thought they were in great danger. It was dark, and they had lost their way. And suddenly, Jesus came walking on the water toward them, which actually made them even more afraid. And then Jesus spoke. "It is I," he said. Basically, the same words that Moses heard at the burning bush. "I am. Do not be afraid." Jesus got into the boat, and immediately the boat was on the land where they intended to be. They didn't row. The wind didn't push them. It just immediately was there, and no one could explain it. When Micah heard that story, he couldn't explain it either, but he understood. Because when you are in the presence of God, you are always right where you should have been all along, and where you will want to be thereafter.